Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, Kristen, you had me a little curious. Based on your weird food combo earlier this morning.
Which I do not think is weird, but whatever.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell them about it.
All right, so we had a wedding this past weekend in Kentucky. Had a lovely time. Definitely partied our butts off Saturday night. Jimmy was at Granny's. We had a child-free night. Mama KK got a little turnt, okay? And let's just say that six-hour drive from Kentucky to Atlanta yesterday was... So as we're driving home, like I'm sipping water, I'm keeping it together. Plus I'm trying to keep a four-year-old like entertained. And I was like, we need to stop. One, because I've got to get something to eat and it's got to be greasy. And I can't remember the last time we ate at McDonald's. It's just not a place we frequent, but I'm like, we need to go to McDonald's. I need salty French fries and I need a Filet-O-Fish.
Oh my God.
So whenever I go to McDonald's, I only get one thing, and that is a Filet-O-Fish, no tartar sauce. That's the secret, because if you get it as is, it's probably been sitting in that window, you know, that the hot box window mm-hmm. for Lord knows how long.
No, the secret to enjoying your McDonald's is not getting a Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah, right. It's a Big Mac.
Can literally anything else.
But I'm very particular about my Filet-O-Fish. There's only one way I can eat it. So I get my Filet-O-Fish, I get salt, pepper, ranch, and ketchup. So I douse it with salt, I douse it with pepper, and then I have my little container of ranch, and then I have my ketchup. And I take my Filet-O-Fish and I dip it in the ranch and then I dip it in the ketchup and then it's so good.
Fish and ketchup to me is
fish and ranch.
What did you use to dip like fish sticks in?
Tartar sauce.
I did ketchup.
Vinegar.
Nah, never. So I go online, and if you have a food combination that is so bizarre, but you swear by it, 1-855-VIRTUAL. Let me run some of these by you, okay?
Okay.
Chili cheese Fritos and chocolate pudding.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
There's some people that try to get that weird, like, salty, savory, and sweet all together, and sometimes that just doesn't sound like it hits.
What happened to peanut butter and chocolate for a sweet and salty fix? What happened to normalcy? What happened to conforming?
So my family has been making this combination since forever. This doesn't sound that bad to me. Coke and milk. Isn't that just a...
Oh, yeah, that's like what the Mormons drink. They get those dirty sodas and they put the coffee creamer in it.
And isn't like dirty soda becoming like a really huge thing right now?
No, yeah, like they go to that Swig place and they get the coconut creamer mm-hmm. in their Coke or their Dr. Pepper.
This is only acceptable if the milk is frozen. Like if it's a Coke float, then I'm in.
Here's another beer and ice cream. I saw beer milkshakes on a menu in Peru and thought it was a joke, but they turned out to be amazing. Beer and ice cream?
I could see that.
I actually could see that working.
Nacho cheese, Doritos, and M&M's.
Ew. No, that doesn't sound appetizing.
Again, I think you got like the salty and savory going on.
Yeah, is this list coming out of Colorado by chance?
A lot of these are, I bet, stoner induced.
Uh-huh. You need to figure out the state it originated for and if it's legal to partake there.
It's like a spelling bee, country of origin. Can you use it in a scenario?
Peanut butter and mayo sandwiches?
No.
Never.
All right, so you have to eat either McDonald's Filet-O-Fish dipped in ranch and ketchup, or you have to eat a peanut butter mayo sandwich. What are you doing?
A peanut butter mayo sandwich.
No, you are not. Are you serious?
No, I'm doing the ketchup and the Filet-O-Fish.
Uh-huh.
Pickles and vanilla ice cream.
Absolutely not. No
chance. Right?
So, lately, I've seen olive oil on vanilla ice cream as a thing, and people love it.
I recently tried that, and I was kind of underwhelmed.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I would like it because I like a sweet and salty moment. No.
Banana slices topped with Kraft singles.
Ew.
Sounds terrible.
No.
All right, all these calls are coming in, so let's take a real quick break for 30 seconds, and then I'll take some of these calls. 1-855-BIRCHA. Hey, The Bird Show. So we're talking about weird combos, weird food combos that you absolutely swear by. Barbecue potato chips dipped in a chocolate milkshake.
I get the salty and the sweet, but it's the barbecue that's throwing me off with the chocolate. However, people do put like cocoa powder in their like chilies and stuff. So I guess like theoretically it should work.
What about my husband always eats, whenever he has apple pie, he eats it with sharp cheddar cheese.
What?
I have heard that's good.
Really? Yeah.
Apparently it's an upstate New York thing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Kira, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi. Yeah. So I mix ketchup and mustard together and then dip popcorn in it.
See, I think it's mayo that turns me off so much. It just feels like it should be a standalone.
Yeah. But so ketchup, mustard, mix it together, and then that's what you use for your dip in popcorn.
People love their mayo. Hey, Courtney, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So going back to the banana and mayonnaise sandwich, I do peanut butter on one side, mayonnaise on the other, and then the banana in the middle.
So is this like a late night college thing? You come home, you're high, you're drunk, and there are just things in the fridge and you slap them together and that becomes something?
No. No, no, this is definitely something I grew up with. And then I like to have Cheetos. Like, I take a bite of the sandwich, and then you take a bite of a Cheeto.
Okay.
Your parents made that for you.
Yeah.
Willingly.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah. And then you ate it.
Gina, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
So my family and I, we swear by fried catfish and spaghetti. It's a dinner staple in my house.
I got no problem with that.
I feel like that's not that weird.
Yeah.
Sort of like chicken parm, but not. It's sort of like chicken parm, but completely different.
But just the opposite.
Chicken parm of the sea.
Good morning. Stop. Good morning, Kathy. You were on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
What's up?
So, I eat a banana and mayonnaise sandwich, of course, but I have to have dill pickles on there, kosher dill pickles. The pickles and the banana, I swear to God, this is something they've missed off the chops. It's the most bizarre combination you've ever had, but it works so well together.
Okay, but I think it's a texture thing because of the softness of the banana in the sandwich. I don't see how it works.
I'm telling you, if you take a bite of a pickle and a bite of a banana and report to us tomorrow, please.
Report to us.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.